Hello and welcome back to Make Them Famous, the only podcast that gives you two sides of the partnership equation on almost every episode. We've had some really good episodes that are just one-on-one interviews, but this is our typical episode type. I'm going to interview Merrick Studio and Waif Digital, two agency partners. This is a unique episode for us, but I'm very excited that we finally got it put together because most of my tech teams haven't had a conversation between agency to agency partnerships. And most of our agencies honestly haven't figured out how to partner with other agencies. There's a unique relationship that could go a number of different ways, a little bit different than tech to agency partnerships, because of course the agencies can help each other win new business and service that business in most cases. You can have a white label relationship where one agency maintains the conversation and communication with the client. The other agency is purely supporting services or referral, which means I'm going to send you my client. A lot of trust has to happen in there, like all partnerships. But I reached out to Jan at Merrick Studio. He's a great partnership leader, and he has a partnership with one of our users, Waif Digital. And Waif and Simon over there is an excellent partnership manager. These are two agencies that are successful enough to have their own partnership people on the team. And I wanted to get them both here to learn how this partnership started, what makes this partnership ideal for both parties, how their partnership works day to day, what happens when there is a shared customer, meaning they both have to communicate with the customer, how each of them thinks to enable one another to bring more deals to the table, what their leadership expects from them versus what they are doing day to day, and how they mitigate those conversations to make sure everybody's on the same page. Very important conversation there. And their plans to grow faster through more enablement, further activation, support, finding each other more partners from each other's ecosystems. And we dig into a lot of the how and why and tactical stuff underneath. Super pumped about this one. As always, please take a second to hear about technologies that help you further grow your partner program.
Welcome to Make Them Famous, the podcast about partner enablement.
The only podcast to uncover both how partner teams enable their partners
and how other department leaders enable their partner teams to achieve success.
Well, we could not make this podcast famous without help from our sponsors. For sponsorship, we looked to platforms that help you find, activate, enable, and manage your partner program. These tools may be the only tools that you'll need to effectively run partnership. The tools in question are Reveal for account mapping and running co-selling operations, and Partner Hub for working closely day-to-day with MSPs, managed service providers. When you're ready to really get into the revenue operation of partnerships, that means that you want to map accounts, see what the overlap is, see who I'm targeting that you're also targeting, see who I'm targeting that you're not targeting, and come up with a strategy to get those accounts into my pipeline, into your pipeline, and to build that pie, that bigger and bigger pie together. Oftentimes, you'll invite a partner to an account mapping solution that has a paywall too early, which is prohibitive for a lot of the target audiences that our partner programs are after, the digital agencies. If you invite them to Reveal, you can trust that they won't hit a paywall. There's 360 account mapping UI in Reveal for free, and it is at reveal.co. Finally, Partner Hub, again, it's a partner operations platform. Partnerships has a lot going on. Who's doing what at what stage in the partnership are the questions that many of my partner managers ask themselves. Partner Hub is here to solve for what are we doing with partnerships, who's doing what, where are our partners, and if we need to find more, are we able to go and shop for more partners? Partner Hub answers all of those questions with yes, and it is free. It's free for top tech companies like Apollo, AudioEye, Smith, Growbots, Recart, Customer.io. And it's free for digital agencies like Hawk Media, Trellis, Aptitude8, Creative Trends. A lot of these tech companies and agencies use Partner Hub to find and align with each other. MSP, managed service provider, digital agency, as well as SaaS tech companies. So check it out, partnerhub.app. And again, thank you for listening. I'll let you get back to the show. All right, guys, welcome to the podcast. We're excited for this episode because it's honestly the first time we've had two agencies that partner with one another, I believe. Yes, it's the first time we've had two agencies to the show. So what we want to try to get done on this show is give you, the listener, a really good insight and really good example of a successful agency-to-agency partnership, how it works. What does the day-to-day look like? How do client communications get handled? Any contracts in there? White label scenarios? And give you guys the insight you need to go out and either enable your agencies, if you're a tech company listening, to partner with one another, which will help you. Or if you're an agency listening, of course, go out and find and strike up these awesome actual working solutions partnerships. So I'll start off with you, Jan, since you and I started this show. Go ahead and introduce yourself and what you do, where are you, and how are partnerships working for your agency?
Hey, Alex, thanks for having me. Really appreciate that. Well, I'm Jan. I work for Merrick Studio, a full stack agency based in Poland. On a daily basis, I'm a partnership specialist. Basically, I work for a company which currently hire 180 people. We are a full stack agency which is focused on delivering mobile and web agencies, clients, projects for worldwide clients. We are React and Python driven company mostly. So yeah. This is how it looks like.
Yeah. Awesome. And what types of partners are you currently working with, tech and agency, right now?
Well, there are varieties of partners that we have currently. There are multiple of different partnerships. First of all, we have UX agencies. That's why we have Simon here from Wave. This is one of the agency that we are working with. However, we have different kind of partners, which comes from consulting companies. Most of the time we are working with UX agencies due to the fact we feel that there's a lot of synergy between our company and other agencies, smaller or bigger one. So basically, that, like I said, there are different ways of how we partner up with companies, with agencies, because there's definitely a synergy and on how we can deliver projects together.
Killer. Thank you for that, Jan. Simon, anything you want to add to that, but do your quick introduction.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Well, as you guys know, I'm Simon, or Shimon, and I'm a delivery and partnership manager here at Wave. As Jan introduced us a little bit, we are partnering with Merrick. We are specializing mostly in custom design and software services, putting a special focus on the quality and time to market. So this is mostly UX, UI, React, Node.js, but also blockchain technology and others. We are partnering with quite a few interesting clients if you want to check our websites. Actually, Jan approached me some time ago for our companies to become partners. And then I've met you, Alex, and then we're here. So I'm happy to discuss it and open up more about how and what happened here.
Awesome. Well, let's do that. Let's dive right into how did the relationship start? Who reached out to who? I believe, Jan, you reached out probably originally. Why did you reach out? How did you find him? What signals on his website or their LinkedIn page told you that they could be a good partner. And then we'll go into the other side and talk to you, Simon, about the same things that Jan may have done that you were like, yeah, I'll get on a call with this guy. And then let's talk about how it unfolded. And then we'll get into day-to-day, week-to-week stuff.
Just like I mentioned, one of our ideal partner profile are agencies, UX agencies. So basically, I've checked the local agencies that are based in Poland, which is the country where Maverick Studio is located as well. And I've checked LinkedIn profile of Wave. It was basically a very generic search. I didn't use any kind of tools for that. So it was basically very generic. And I came up with an idea to check their website. And I've noticed that Wave have delivered lots of fintech projects, which is something that we do as Maverick Studio as well. This is something that we deliver for our clients. So fintech projects is like a bread and butter for us. And I reached out to Simon and I thought maybe that's a good idea to check it out, whether we could partner up together, because I've noticed as well there are lots of similarity besides the industry. They also have the similar technical aspects that Maverick Studio has. So I thought, okay, let's try it out. There might be a situation where we could need Wave agency for our clients, or maybe Wave might need some support for their clients. Yeah, so that was the idea to match up, to check it out, whether there will be some possibility for further collaboration. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. That's good to know. And it's important to know at this stage is like, really, well, how do you make sure you're not spinning your wheels and wasting time with partnerships? You guys have probably got expectations from leadership and you don't want to waste your time. So Simon, Jan reached out. Sounds like it was somewhat cold outreach. You're a partner manager. You're both partner managers, which makes it a little bit easier. You kind of have to have at least the general conversation, at least a chat. But what about the outreach was positive and what did you think going into it? And then we'll go into how it's unfolding.
Sure. Well, so as you can see, Jan did a great job because we are partnering right now. So the pitch was successful, but we must say that both of the companies are in Poland and we are also from the same city. So I kind of knew Maverick Studio and I knew, you know, like it's a proper company. They're doing good job. They're, you know, on the market since some time. So definitely if their partnership manager is contacting me, that means something. And I was, you know, already interested in some further talks. So he approached me on LinkedIn. From what I hear, it was a bit of luck that Jan, you found us on your search. But thanks to that, he just suggested me a short call so that we get to know each other, get to know if we can do some common business. And basically, we this is how it started. Since that time, we've been exchanging some information on LinkedIn, but then we, you know, kind of tightened this. We've added ourselves to Slack. We've got you know, like a bi-weekly sync right now. So we are close and closer with Jan right now. Yeah, I think this is how it started.
Yeah, and exactly. And when we moved the collaboration partnership together forward, I came up with an idea to share some information about potential project to Wave, because whenever we get a project to Maverick Studio that doesn't fit our expectations because of the fact that we are not having resources at this moment, for example, then I try to look at our partner list so that I can forward to our partner so that partner can deliver or take over the project. And in that case, there was an idea to pass the lead to Wave, because at that time we didn't have enough resources. So I said, okay, maybe that's the first, let's say, this is something that we can do for starters. We can try it out whether Wave will take over the project and how they're going to react on that, if they're going to deliver the project. And basically, that was something that we did for starters, and this is how it went through. Yeah, I've decided to share the lead with Simon. We gave him the details. We made an introduction, and then basically the later stages were on Wave's part. Yeah, and maybe Simon could tell us how it went through. Yeah.
So this is already after like the first introduction from our side, because you know both sides had to do some due diligence, right? It's like check the tech stack, check the quality of work, basically get to know each other, the communication, the workflow, etc. And after seeing that, you know, we are actually working in a similar way, I think Jan introduced me to the client, and then I took it over. So basically I scheduled discovery sync with the client, and thanks to Jan we could you know estimate and then develop the project. So this is all thanks to the first collaboration, and then afterwards, you know, seeing how the communication goes, I think Jan also had a bit more trust to us. And basically was able to refer us to some other clients needing the similar service and so on, and vice versa, because then we exactly. also exchanged some resources exactly. the other exactly. way around.
I think it's worth to mention that at first we started from Merrick Studio size, and we passed the lead to Wave so that Wave could take over the project. However, as an exchange, we had a chance to also get the leads from Wave. We also, it's worth mentioning that we are working as a white label agency for both sides. Yeah, so whenever we had a chance to work together, I introduced to our clients Wave agency as a white label, and it goes both directions. So whenever Wave agency has a need or requirement for Python developers, for example, or Flutter developers, which Merrick Studio cover, then we have a chance to also include our team for Wave project. Yeah, so there's definitely a mutual communication and benefits from each other. Yeah.
And actually, right before this call, actually, we've exchanged the information about one project. So it's quite funny now, but it goes all the time.
Yeah, I was about to ask, you know, what was activation for you guys? And let's talk a little bit about the handoff and the relationship and contracts and all that fun stuff. So what was the first project? How did that come about? How long after outreach did that first project get started, and talk about what that relationship is with that specific project.
So I believe the first project we introduced to Wave, it was a project that comes from Pet Tech. So, you know, mm-hmm. a social media application for dogs, fans actually, and owners, right? I believe that was the first project that we passed forward.
Yeah, because it was also a situation that we've been doing similar project that time. So we were like a perfect fit. We've been doing an app for pet owners so that they could, you know, collect some points by walking with the dog. And do some other funny stuff inside. So Jan was pretty amazed by the whole idea and that we are doing such an application. And then, it turned out that we could be a good fit for his client.
Exactly, because normally we would deliver this project together. We would be able to deliver the project by ourselves. But at that time, we were overloaded with the work, so we decided to pass it forward to Wave and try it out with our partnerships. Yeah. So that was the first case. Then I believe we had a similar case with sustainability project. And now we are working on the project that here Merrick Studio is a supporter for Wave. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Okay. So let's talk real quickly about the contract and what enables Wave to support Marex and vice versa. What is the incentive there? Is it purely a rev share incentive, or are you guys bringing deals from both sides? What does that look like? Either one of you.
Yeah, so basically you need to start with the NDA, as most of the companies do. So this was the first paperwork that we did with Jan. And actually, thanks to that, probably also thanks to quick action from both sides, we could, you know, achieve some first little step together, which is also important, because when you see that the other side is, you know, lagging, got no time for signature or anything like that, you can already see that, you know, it's going to be tough, right? And here we didn't have any issue with that. So this was the first one. And then Jan?
Well, we cannot forget about partnership agreement, both sides. Yeah. Partnership agreement, two-sided, from Wave and Merrick Studio sides. So this is something that we are always making sure to have with our partners, I believe Wave as well, and Merrick Studio, to have all the documents signed up from both parties. These agreements, in a nutshell, are basically for 12 months or 2 years. It depends from the, from how we would like to have it, whether it's going to be a long-term partnership or short-term. Yeah, and in that case, I believe we have for 2 years, right? And mm-hmm. There's definitely a commission model included in the agreement. So everything is up to date with that. And we know how much we will share between us, yeah? How much revenue we will
and
share.
And it also makes it, you know, beneficial for both sides to refer projects, because we still got this commission, right? We want this project to be successful. So it also makes us to share some good practices, some know-how about the projects. We both want the success to happen, right? So this is like a nice thing to say. And I think we can definitely recommend a commission from a project for some length of time from one side to another.
Exactly, because there's like we've mentioned before, there's mutual benefits from it. Yeah, when Wave grows, Merrick Studio grows. Where Merrick Studio grows, Wave grows. So it's like two-sided partnerships, and everyone benefit from it. Yeah, this is what we are trying to achieve from that partnerships. Yeah, not only deliver project together or exchange project together, but also learn from each other. Because even though, like Simon mentioned, we are competitors to each other, because the fact that we are having the same industry, we are working with the same industries, with the same clients from the same industries, like fintech, for example, and many others, we are having the same skill set, but we can help each other. We can learn from each other. Right now, it's not an easy time in the IT industry. So our regular check-ins helps us to learn more about the industry. We exchange insights about the industry. So there's definitely something more besides the business orientation, yeah?
Yeah, and we also mitigate some risks. We also get to know some insights from the market. Like Jan said, we exchange our offers. So yeah.
Exactly. And we can also mention that when I first heard about the Partner Hub, I remember that after a week I've reached out to you, Alex, about Partner Hub. Then a week after, I reached out to Simon and I said to him, hey, check it out. There is a Partner Hub community. Maybe you should try it out too.
Yeah, I see Simon's profile in Partner Hub. So thanks for being a user. Well, let's talk about this real quick. So it's important for other teams to understand the two avenues that you could go down when partnering with an agency. Avenue number one is the easiest. We have a project that we don't want to fulfill. We want to give it to one of our partners. If we don't have a partner for that project, we want to find a new partner. So you're coming to the other business with a project in hand. Probably rare, you know, that doesn't always happen. And most of those projects are going to go to current partners anyways. So then there's avenue two, which is probably what you guys both deal with most often, which is you see an agency somewhere in our community, LinkedIn, or maybe you just know that you need to fill a bucket of relationships. You need more Python business. You need more whatever business, right? So your CEO or whoever's above you putting pressure on you to bring more revenue in through partnerships is, you know, why aren't we bringing more business? We're really good at this and we're not getting a lot of referrals. Go find us some referral relationships, the referral relationships. So either one of you are reaching out to people saying, hey, we're great at this stuff. Do you have any business that looks like that? And then you have to go into the, well, why? You know, you seem like a good agency, but I don't know you. We just met, you know, the why. And that means partner enablement and activation. So let's talk towards, think about your favorite strategies for reach out and acquire a new referral, mutually referring business type of relationship that your leadership probably wants more than just, oh, we found a project or an agency partner for this project. They're probably like, no, that's good. But what we really want is we want WAIF to send us referrals and we want more agencies like WAIF to send Merrick's referrals. How do we get that? So Jan, talk through some of your experiences specifically with getting agencies under the partnership umbrella that are able to refer you qualified business.
So what I would say at first, there must be a trust. We cannot start partnership with agency, with any kind of agency or any kind of partner, if you don't have this trust with the second party, right? So in here, in the case of WAIF, we started collaboration and we've decided to pass forward the leads because there is a trust between us. We matched up together, not only because we know how we should speak with each other and there are lots of common interests as well, right? There's definitely trust. There's something that we can learn from each other. We both are coming from the same industry. So we exchange a lot of knowledge. We help each other, right? So without it, it will be difficult to try it out. And also mindset, right? Both of us, we are having the same mindset. We can actually, when we do the regular check-ins about 15 up to 30 minutes, sometimes we speak an hour or even more with each other because there's lots of things to discuss, right? So I would say that's the thing. Trust, having the right mindset with the partner. Another thing, the tech stack, yeah? There must be a relevant tech stack with an agency that we are working on, yeah? So if there is a project that we cannot deliver by ourselves, we need to have someone who will support us with the right tech stack that our client requires and Merrick Studio doesn't require. We don't have it, for example, in-house that we are looking for someone who will support us. So that's another thing, yeah? Having a regular check-ins, like I mentioned before with Simon, for example, we do it every 2 weeks and we are up to date with everything. So that's always fine for both of us. I believe sharing data, right, with each other. So if we have some updates about the resources or information, some kind of information about, let's say, project size or deal size that we are making. And we, for example, if we are struggling with something, I can also reach out to Simon if I would like to get some advice about it. And I believe I will definitely get it from Simon because we are share a lot of information about each other. So that's another thing. So having trust, having mindset, having tech stack similar to ours, or, you know, there must be some fit between us, and knowledge sharing. This is something that we are looking forward to have with our partners. And whenever I reach out to any partner, I believe Simon as well, we need to make sure that we have all these things together.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that needs to be there. And Simon, I'm going to go back to you with a specific type of question. If you can think about that, okay. Feel free to say whatever insight on top of that you want. But the real question under this is, what would another agency respond to if you don't have a project? How does that progress? That's the hardest thing for agencies is like, I don't have a project on deck. How am I going to get WAIF to give me any sort of time? And there are ways, but I want to hear what you guys think about this. And then I'll give some ways that I've seen work well with other agencies that partner with agencies. But Simon, say what you were going to say, but then I want to think, how do you activate a new partnership?
Actually, this is also something that I wanted to follow up on, because one of the things that we do with Jan is also to exchange kind of the information about our past projects and about our past experience. So for instance, the case studies, our blog, whenever, you know, Jan is looking for a fintech realization, then I can definitely share him one or two examples of our work. And this really helps our clients to see and gain this trust that was mentioned by Jan. So thanks to that, we can showcase how and what we do. And this is like a great pitch for some of our clients. Then Jan, when he's doing an introduction, then he can also use it. So for example, say, hey, you need a pet application. Look, these guys did this and that. Here is an article about it, right? So this is one of the ways to do it. As well as, you know, sharing some social media experience, some summaries, getting good reviews from your clients, for example, on Clutch, on Google even, and then exchanging on the regular basis, as we do with Jan. We've got these checkups, but we also are on Slack, so we're in constant contact.
Awesome. Okay, so having sort of some level of educational flow, being in the know.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like that. That's a great strategy. Jan, some of your favorite strategies, let's rattle those off and then let's get into the leadership expectations part of the conversation. And then we'll end after that. But Jan, any favorite strategies for converting a new agency partner when you don't have a project to bring? Mm-hmm.
Well, Merix basically is involved in a couple of communities regarding the technology, right? So we are involved in Flutter, for example, Flutter community. So, for example, when we have such activity with other communities, we can mention about our partners, for example, because there's a lot of situation where someone is asking for some referrals, and I can also connect WAIF to another agency, right? So there was just a situation like that when I had a chance to introduce Simon to, not to a client, but to another agency, which Simon reached out to and I believe partnered up to, right? We are having a really broad community in Poland, right? In our country, there are lots of UX and full stack agencies like ours. So, for example, we can find easily software house, club, or any kind of things like that, where we can share information about our capabilities, and that helps. And I believe it goes both direction, right? So if we don't have any client in the pipeline to share with each other, we definitely focus on refer our agencies with other agencies. So that also might help in the future, right? So that's another strategy for finding leads, finding projects for both of us.
Awesome. Okay, great. So that's where I was headed with this. You as Merix Studio may have more resources, may have more relationships closer to the tech stack. You may have a very tight partnership relationship with AWS, and maybe WAIF doesn't quite have that close of a relationship. So WAIF is able to kind of piggyback on the clout, if you will, you know, the closeness of the relationships that Merix has by being a partner. So that's a really great way. So now we have two ways for those listening. being that knowledge relationship, making sure there's reciprocity in knowledge share and value in knowledge share, helping each other get closer to different types of businesses in different ways, and being first to know related to changes in software that you guys need to be aware of. And way number two that you just mentioned is a good one, is one of you is going to be closer to the different ecosystems than the other. Have them piggyback on your relationships, your partnership connections with the technologies, because sometimes if you haven't shared a lot of business, they're not going to give you the time of day. This is big with Google API partnerships. It's big with the big ecosystems. Other ways, co-marketing, co-selling. We talk a lot about all those on the podcast. We don't need to go into those. Simon, I want to go back to you real quick. Talk to the expectations from leadership, around what it is they think you should be doing and how those can get a little muddy, and anything when you're talking to an agency founder that could be listening, or even a tech partnership team. It's what have you experienced around leadership expectations, and how do you work around those? How do you kind of make sure that that's positive and everybody's on the same page? Anything around that?
Yeah, well, so on our side, definitely one of the key things to be checked and delivered is the quality. So whenever we refer our client to Merix, we want to have, you know, the highest possible quality. When we use Merix resources, we need these people to fit well into our products. So this is like the first thing that we do, even not, you know, coming from the sales perspective, but coming from the delivery perspective, let's say. When it comes to sales, I think this on our side, this varies around general sales KPIs. So we want to have a new leads, but we also want to have new partnerships. This is one of our strategies to grow not only with the clients, but also grow with our partners, to be more visible on the market, to get to know more possibilities from the people that we already know. That's why we do these partnerships. That's why we also attend some tech events. We exchange knowledge around this with Jan as well. And yeah, this is the main thing. I hope, you know, our leader is going to be happy with our work afterwards.
Awesome. Jan, over to you, man. What have you been pushed and pressured to do, and how do you kind of mitigate the leadership expectations and get what they want while also, you know, keeping it a true partnership? You know, it's a tough thing.
Yeah, I cannot agree more with Simon. Quality over quantity. This is how it works in Merix Studio. Yeah, we prefer to have smaller amount of agencies on our list, but the more quality, right? So this is what we focus on, yeah, to have quality partners with whom we can get and close quality leads. This is our drive, and this is how we work.
Quality over quantity. I love it. Okay, so I hope everyone got some great information from these two. I know I did. How you kind of start the relationship, what tools and resources and strategies can you use to get a new agency partner interested in continuing conversation when you may not have a project on the table. If you do have a project, how do those conversations and communications work in this respect? Finding the right partner persona, making sure they are good at what they do, and confirming all of that. And then also just keeping it positive and keeping the relationship successful. Over how long have you guys been partners now? What's the time frame?
Over a year right now, yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Awesome. Exactly.
More something like this, right? Yeah.
That's good. So still relatively new, but you're past the dating phase and now you're into probably at least monthly syncs on projects. You probably have stuff going on, maybe getting into some more actionable sharing of leads and data and going after new business together, that kind of stuff. So would love to hear any of that. As you guys get those shared successes, please just always let us know, like, hey, this is what happened. And we love sharing that stuff with our community, helping you guys get more partners to want to partner with you. So anyways, guys, been awesome. This was one of our quicker ones, but still, I think we got a good amount of information across. So final calls to action. If I'm a tech company listening to this and I want to partner with you, let us know what kind of partners you're looking for. And then, of course, if I'm an agency, what kind of agency partnerships and where can I find you? And I'll put your links in the notes, of course. But go ahead, Simon, since you're up.
Yeah, thank you. Well, first of all, thank you for having me once again. Definitely, like, one of the final words I want to say is for all the founders and partnering agencies, just, you know, focus on the partnership, not on being competitor. It's great to be aware of your competitors, but it's even better to partner with them so that, you know, you make it the common goal and common success with your projects. And if you guys need any partnering agency experience in fintech, healthcare, with such technologies as React, React Native, Node.js, or blockchain, definitely reach out to me. My name is Simon, again, from Wave Digital. So you can check us on wavedigital.com and don't hesitate just to reach out.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Simon. Jan, final thoughts. Where can I find you and what type of partnerships are you actively looking for right now?
So Merrick Studio is visible on each social media, LinkedIn. We have also lots of additional channels like Twitter and LinkedIn podcast as well. However, when someone would like to reach out to me to partner up with an agency that is focused on Flutter, Python, React, and deliver web or mobile applications, I'm basically very active on LinkedIn. I'm trying to be active on LinkedIn. So if you'd like to partner up or talk about a project related to this from various industries, same industries as Wave and Simon mentioned, right? Fintech, e-commerce, and more. Feel free to reach out. And I would say the last few words from me, if someone would like to partner up, don't hesitate with any kind of partnership agency because it's worth it. It's definitely worth it.
I love it, guys. Thanks for joining the show. And we'll see you on the internet.
Thank you.
Thank you.